Lord, say amen. 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 It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. The Bible said today is the day the Lord has made. We ought to be glad and rejoice in it. It is good to be here this morning. If you're visiting with us, we are certainly glad you came and joined us in a worship service today. We thank God for you. Appreciate all these that are going to be baptized this afternoon right after this morning service. So be praying much for them. Remember these that we have on the prayer request. There's several that's on there this morning. Remember Brother Robert Kemp. He's in Floyd Medical Center. Let's remember Brother Robert. Sister Carolyn Hutchinson's sister passed away yesterday, I believe. So remember her. Still remember Brother Billy Fincher that's still recovering from hip replacement. Remember Diane Yancey. Her mother's in the hospital there at Wellstar and there at Paulding County. Be much in prayer for her mother there. Remember Brother Jackie Edwards, he's sick, and Brother Charles Hilliard in our prayers this morning. And so remember these. We've got so many more and others that's got to have tests this coming up week. Let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. Just so many to pray for and pray about and just pray for one another. Amen. So remember this. Also, Children's Church, they'll dismiss a little bit early in time to come up for the baptizing, and they'll just come up in the back room back here and then come through that way, so you'll be able to do that. So remember that. Then don't forget, next Sunday night, now we'll be joining services with Northside Baptist Church in Dallas at 6 o'clock. Brother Squire Parsons will be singing, and we'll be preaching with them in revival next week, starting next Sunday night, starts at 6, and then on Monday night starts at 7 o'clock each night, and the choir is going to sing also on Wednesday night, so remember that. And I've got a lot of things going on this month. Look in the bulletin. There's so many announcements in there. We'll go over some more of them before the service is over today. And but let's just get into the meeting this morning. I wonder if there's any. Just by the uplift of the hands, say, preacher, we'd like to be remembered. Go ahead. Amen. So let's remember this. No one else, let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around. It's good to be back this morning. We certainly enjoyed our vacation. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. I appreciate all these preachers, amen, that filled in for us this last weekend and last Wednesday night. Amen. Let's just go to meeting.
Number 6.
Brother Gary Ingram, will you ask the blessing?
Oh, want you to all stand here. Join hands with the one standing right beside you. You know, the Bible says, if two agree, you know, it'll be right. We got the power. Let's sing this old song just like we do now.
Say, first of all, I love the Lord this morning, and I'm just so thankful to be back in his house. You know, it's such a blessing every day that the Lord lets us wake our eyes up, lets us be able to get up, put our feet on the floor, to just have a wonderful day and to praise him. You know, I turned another year older yesterday, and I thank God for everyone I see now. I just thank God for every one of them. I thank him for what he's given me. I still have all of my children with me. I still have my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I just feel so blessed, and I'm so unworthy to even be one of his own. But I'm thankful that one day when I knelt and I asked him to come into my life, that he came into my life and made me a different person. And I love him this morning, and I want to worship him. And I want to do his will. I don't want to do my will. I want to do his will. You know, I never want to do anything that's going to hurt somebody. I have a heart of love, and God gave me that. And I'm so thankful for it. And I love everyone that's here. And I pray this morning, as the altar call's given, or if whatever you feel, if you feel like coming to the altar, I pray if you're lost and undone without the Lord. I pray this morning that you'd find your way to him. And all you've got to do is ask the Lord to come into your heart, and he will save you. And if there's others that's out there that's drifted away, you know, when we drift away, we're just really in bad shape. We can't find anything to please us. We can't find anything to make us happy. Until you find your way back to God, you're going to be a miserable person. So I just pray this morning for God's will to be done here. And I'd like for y'all to pray for me while I try to sing this song. And I love him with all my heart this morning. Life is easy when you're up on a mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down.
When you're bowed my head in sadness as I pondered what to do. I've been in God's army for so long, and I've been a soldier true. Then I hear a voice from heaven saying, "Pilgrim, it is I. Lift your heads and take new courage. Turn your eyes toward the sky."
And I see your
every
at church. If you're 4 to 8 and you'd like to go to children's church, you can do so at this time. Come down. Will you sing that last verse with me again? Help me out with it.
When we've been there 10,000 years,
thank God. Cut the lights out on me. Amen. Thank God. You get 50, you can't see like you used to it. Amen. Some of y'all get there for long. Amen. St. John chapter number 1, verse number 29. St. John chapter number 1, verse number 29. We can leave already since it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God. I know it's a little bit warm. Amen. But I wanted it that way. Amen. I will say that. Amen. Amen. St. John chapter number 1, verse number 29. Amen. Like I said, it's good to be here. Amen. If the church don't mind, we'll be moving conference. We'll be in a revival meeting that week. The Sunday night, August the 2nd or 6th. Is that right? Something like that. The first Sunday night in August, amen. So we'll be moving it to that because we'll be gone on that Sunday night or that Wednesday night, amen. I get off a week and it'll take me 6 months straight back out, amen. But remember this, so remember that. We're moving conference to that Sunday night. Then we'll be joining Doyle Road in Revival starting that Monday night through Friday night at 7:30 each night. So remember us. Amen. That's almost 2 weeks in a row, but you pray for us that God will give us the strength. Amen. Boy, it's good to be back here at Morning View. Amen. Thank God I listened to you on the internet last week, and man, what a great service you had, and I appreciate that. But the Bible said in St. John, chapter number 1, verse number 29, reading through verse number 34. St. John chapter number 1, verse number 29, through verse number 34. If I ask you the question this morning, do you know Billy Graham? Or do you know Elvis Presley? Do you know them this morning? About everybody in here would know them. Now, most of the kids may not know who Elvis Presley is. Amen. But those that have got any age on them at all still knows. Amen. And we can quote songs he sung, and we can almost tell you what Billy Graham looks like with the blink of an eye. But to be honest with you, I really don't know him. I really don't know him. And so I want to preach today on, do you know him? Amen. Look at what St. John, chapter number 1, verse number 29, reading through verse number 34. The Bible said in St. John, chapter number 1, verse number 29, he said, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Look at verse number 31. He said, and I knew him not, but he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. Verse number 32. The Bible said in John, bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, unto him, who thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record, listen to this, he said, I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff, Lord, out of the way today, that I be able to get over, Lord, on the holy ground. God, I know, Lord, that I'm not nothing today, but you're everything. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll forgive us of all of our sins, Lord, in shortcomings today. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll hide us behind the cross. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. I humbly pray, amen and amen. Neighbor, if I had a message, brother, I want to preach on for just a little while today. And they be on that right there. Do you know him? Amen. Do you know him today? I have people, listen a lot of times, they'll ask, do you know this person, or do you know who that person is? Listen, and I may recognize the name. Listen, but I really don't know him. Listen, I may be of an acquaintance to them. I may have heard about them, but I really, really don't know him. The priest and the Levites that went down and had heard about this man called Jesus that was going to be coming down the road one day after a while to be the Savior of the world. The Bible said they had heard about the works of John. Listen, and the Bible said they, the priest and the Levites went down to where John was, and they asked John the question, and said, are you him? And said, are you the one? Listen, neighbor, that's the Messiah that is coming. Listen, John said, no, it's not me. He said, I've just come. Listen, not be the light. Listen, but I am come that I may bear witness of that light today. Listen, I am come. Listen, to prepare you the way. He said, there'll come one, listen, from the wilderness, listen, neighbor, today, whose shoes I am not worthy, and neighbor, to latch on today. Listen, I wonder, do we really know him, or is he just an acquaintance of mine? Listen, many say, I know this one or that one. But do we really know him today? There's a lot of people today that is acquainted with the Lord. They know him like a picture on the wall. They've heard how he was born in a virgin birth. They heard, neighbor, that he went to a place called Calvary. They've heard about that he rolled out of the tomb on the third day. But I wonder today, do we really, really I know him, or just of him? Neighbor, today, listen, God desires a relationship, neighbor, with you and I today. Listen, neighbor, listen, and I thought about this. Why is it so important that we know him, and not just of him, and not just somebody that mama told me about, and not just somebody that granddaddy preached about? Why is it so important for me to know personally this man called Jesus Christ? Listen, look at the Bible, what it says in John chapter 17 and verse number 3. Notice what the scripture says here today. The Bible says, let me read it right quick. And the Bible said in John chapter number 17 and verse number 3. I listen talking about how do we know him? The Bible said, and this is a life eternal. I listen, that they may know, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Amen. Listen, see my friend, it's important that we know Jesus Christ, because he is the one that gives you and I eternal life. Neighbor, today I'm saved today, and not because of religion. I'm saved today, and not because I'm Baptist, but I'm saved today because I met the Master. I met the one that could calm the troubled seas. I met the one that put the moon and the stars. I met the one that says live and we live, and we die and we die. It's of vital importance. You may leave here today not knowing who I am, and that's not very important, but I do not want you to leave this building today without knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior today. To know him, to know of him, is just a mere story in a book. But to know him, but look at what the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 8 and verse number 9. This is the reason that we see, my friend, he said that the reason it's of vital importance that we know Jesus Christ is because he brings eternal life. But look at 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 8 and verse number 9. Notice what he says here. The Bible said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. That know not God. See, there's a judgment day coming. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shine. He said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse number 9. He said, who shall be punished with an everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? And listen, that's why it's of vital importance that it's just not just an acquaintance. It's not just somebody that down through the years that somebody told you about, but it's of vital importance between heaven and hell, and to know of Jesus Christ as your Savior today. To know him. Amen. To know him. I know him. I know him. I know of the governor of Georgia. I know of the president of the United States. But they do not know me. Amen. I just know what I see, and I just know what I hear. But to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, to know that your destination is heaven bound with everything you got, to know him today is the most important decision that we can make in our life. He said to know him. To know him. The difference is between everlasting life in glory or everlasting life in hell. That's why it's important to know him. To know him. Do we know him today? Do we know him today? Amen. I know Herman Garrett. I know him. I know a lot of the things that he likes. I know a lot of things that he enjoys. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know him like Kathy knows him. Amen. God bless her soul. Amen. I don't know him like Kathy knows him. Why? Because they have that husband and wife relationship. They've brought children into the world. They've raised families together. They've spent life together. That's what the difference is between knowing of Jesus and having a relationship with him. All the importance to know him. To know him. Look at three things today. With God being our helper. To know him, do you know him? Do you know him today? Do you know him? If you hear the name,
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, do you know what is that name? When you hear that name, Jesus. Brother Robbie Garrett shared with me this morning. He said yesterday or one day they were singing a song or something about the best day of your life and everything, and said little Haley stopped him and said, "Daddy, do you know the best day of my life? The best day of my life." You know, we'd think a little child, it'd be maybe the day they went to the beach or the day they went to the mountains or the day they rode the screen machine, if it's still there, amen, or something like that. We'd think about something like, but she said, "Daddy, the best day of my life is when I got saved." I listen, neighbor, today, I'm telling you, that's when you really know him. That's when you come to know him as your God, as your Lord, as your Savior of what he is today. When he becomes your all in all. Amen. We got to get into it. Number one today, do you know him? Do you know him? They asked John the Baptist. John here, they said, "John, are you him?" John said, "No, I'm not him. I just know of him. And I know he's coming. And I know one day he's coming and he'll be the king and he'll be the Lord of lords. And we'll know him, not just of him." I'm going to tell you something else today, neighbor. One day after a while, those eastern skies are going to split, and you're going to know him. You're going to know him. And I'm going to tell you something else today. Neighbor, he won't come like he came. He won't be a baby in a manger. Hey, listen, he won't be a man that goes to the cross of Calvary. But he'll be the King of Kings, and he'll be the Lord of Lords. Thank God, I'm telling you the importance. Do you know him? Do you know him? Number one today, do you know him personally? Do you know him personally? I'm talking about to know him, we have to know him personally. To know Christ, see, your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it starts on a personal level. Oh, my daddy couldn't save me. My daddy was a good man. He's a better man than I'll ever be. But my daddy, Brother Hoyt Lewis, couldn't save me. But he introduced me to the man that could save me. He told me, see, this Christian walk with the Lord is not based upon my mother. It's not based upon my father. It's not based upon the church. Our relationship with God, it starts on a personal level. It starts on a personal level. To know Christ, it starts personally, one-on-one. See, when the Lord Jesus Christ begins to deal with your heart, and he begins to preach to you, and the Holy Spirit of God comes down, and he begins to convict my heart of my sins. Listen, neighbor, the choir may be singing, the preacher may be preaching, but that still small voice has got down inside my soul, and he's beginning to deal with me personally. Do you know him personally? To know Christ today, it starts personally, one-on-one, the Holy Spirit convicts our heart. And we realize at that very moment, we're lost. We realize we're lost. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of honor and glory of God. But there come a time in my life that I realized I was a sinner. I realized I was a sinner. Now, I hadn't robbed from nobody, and I hadn't killed nobody, and I really hadn't done a lot of mean things in my life. But I'm going to tell you something. When he got inside of me and he started looking at me personally, he found something missing. He found something missing, and that was that relationship between me and him. I had never come to the knowledge of the truth. I'd never accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I did not know him personally. I knew of him. I knew of him. Me and Ricky, we went to school. We did go to school one day. You may not believe that, but we did. I think Ricky may have went twice. But anyway, me and Ricky, from the time we come home to the hospital, we were took to church all of our life. Hey, I could lead singing good as anybody. I knew every song in the Redback Hymnal. I knew every Bible story. I knew every one of them things. But I'm going to tell you something. God got dealing with me personally one night, and I realized for the first time in my life, I was lost. I was lost. That just because my parents were going to heaven didn't mean I was. Just because I went to the church every Sunday morning and church every Sunday night and church every Wednesday night, I was going to heaven. It don't work that way. See, this Christian walk with the Lord, it starts on a personal level. It starts on a personal level. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I've said this a lot of times, I can drag you down here. I could come and get you, and I could make you get down here. I could baptize you in every mud hole, every tadpole knows your name. That won't get you to heaven. That won't get you to heaven. Why? Because salvation today, to know Him, starts on a personal level. It starts one-on-one. It starts on a personal basis. He becomes personally talking to you. That small, still voice, and it says, "Do you know me? How do you know me? You know of me. You even know I went to a cross. You even know I paid the price for Calvary. You even went to church. You even tried to live right. You even went to do this." But do we really, really know Him? Do we know Him on a personal level? Do we know Him on a personal basis? See, the Holy Spirit of God convicts our heart. We realize we're lost. We realize we're without Christ. See, Jesus came for one purpose, and that was to reveal God to man. That was to reveal God, His Father, to man. The Bible said no man has seen God except the Father. We cannot see Him. We cannot even get to God except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And to know Him, it starts on a personal basis. It starts on a personal level. It starts with the Holy Spirit of God dealing with your heart about your sins and your convictions to know Him today. Do you know Him personally? Do you know Him personally? See, my friend, He knows you. He knows you. He knows you. The Bible said that He even knew the number of hair that was on your head. Now, for me, that's not hard to keep up with anymore. But the Bible said He even knowed the hair. That's pretty personal, ain't it? The Bible also said He even knew the intent of your heart. He knows you. He knows you. He knows me. That's what's scary. He knows me. He knows my faults and He knows my failures. See, because when we come to Christ, it's on a personal level and it's on a personal basis. And I'm asking the question today, do you know Him personally? He convicts our heart. And then number two, not only I wonder do we know Him, it starts personally, but once He convicts our heart of our sins, once we realize we're lost, once we realize that if we leave the walls of this life, I don't have that relationship with Him. Amen. I preached several funerals. There's never been a Brink truck behind the one of them. I preached millionaires' funerals, and there's never been mansions following them down the road or their bank account. It just goes to somebody else. Amen. To have that relationship with Jesus Christ may not mean a lot right now, but one day it'll mean the world, because it'll mean everything. To know Him personally, then number two, do you know Him not only personally, but I wonder, do you know Him privately? Do you know Him privately? Just me and the Lord walking together, all along with Christ, my Lord, to know Him privately. See, once we realize Him personally, then we must go to Him privately. See, what you say and what you pray is between you and the Lord. I can call you up, or any preacher across America today, get your hand, and they can say, repeat after me. Do you believe Jesus was of a virgin birth? Yes, sir. Do you believe He went to Calvary? Yes, sir. Do you believe He rose again the third day? Yes, sir. Well, you're saved. Hallelujah. There's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. You got to once you've personally been introduced to the Holy Spirit of God, you got to privately spend some time in an old-fashioned altar, whether it be at a place called Calvary, at a church house, or going down the road, or anywhere it may be. You've got to spend some private time with you and the Lord. You got to spend some time. Look at what the Bible says in Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 9. We must listen. When we come to Him privately, this is what we got to do. This is what we got to do. I'll never forget one time, I may have mentioned this at church. There was a young man that came to the altar. I prayed with him. I said, son, how do you feel? Somebody said, well, it's not about feeling. It'll change your feelings. I said, do you feel like today if you died, you'd go to heaven? He said, no, sir. There's not been a chance. I prayed some more. Then I noticed this one thing, Brother Mark. I was the only one doing the praying. And I told him, I said, Brother Hoyt, I said, brother, I can pray. This church can pray until we're blue in the face. But you got to privately have a conversation with the Lord. You got to privately. This whole church can hover over you like a bunch of eagles. But you got to privately, just you and the Lord. I'm talking about get to know Him personally and privately. So what do we do when personally the Holy Spirit has dealt with our heart and we begin to get away privately? Preacher, what do I do then? He tells us here in the Word of God. He said when we begin to get privately, you got everything out of the way. You got your job, it's tomorrow. Groceries is next week. Next month, all that's over. Don't worry about it. What you do is to get to know Him. You got to get away from everything and get privately with the Lord. And when we get privately, He said, all you got to do is, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. First, it takes confession. A lot of the people want conversion before confession. You can't be converted until you confess. Even though He knows you. We got a confession of the Lord. That, Lord, I'm a sinner. And I know that the only way to get to heaven is through you. Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ today. See, my friend, we must come to Him to know Him. We must come personally and privately. See, when we come privately, we must become humbly. Humble ourselves down. Realize I'm lost. Realize I'm in need of a Savior. Preacher, I get saved. This is way too big of a crowd. I wouldn't worry about this crowd. Amen. You know why? Because when you stand before God on that great day, it's going to be personally. And it's going to be privately. Amen. Thank God. You ever remember your daddy taking you into the back room and saying, come here, boy. Amen. He got personal and private with you in a hurry. You remember that? Some of you undoubtedly don't. I've never got over it. Amen. You imagine standing before God Himself personally and privately. He knows you like an open book. See, my friend, when we come privately before the Lord, we must come humble. Then we must become honest. Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I'm not proud of it. But I've never been saved. I've never accepted you as my personal Savior. You remember the beginning of the sermon today. Do you know Him? Do you know Him or just of Him? Is He an acquaintance of the family? Is He somebody you've heard about? Or do you really, really, really know Him personally and privately? When we come before Him privately, we become humble and we become honest. And then we become holy. See, God changes our lives when we learn who He is. See, He's more than a spare tire. He's more than just somebody. When some of our family gets sick, we begin to pray. He's more than that. He's got to be your all in all. He's got to be your everything. Then, number one, we do you know him personally and do you know him privately? And then, number three, you got to know the plan. Know his plan. Each one of us today, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. None of us are in here by accident. None of us are in here by coincidence. Everything's got a plan, and God's got a plan and purpose for you today if we'll come to the knowledge of him, to know him. He said, I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. See, God has a plan and a purpose, but you won't find the direction until you know him. God has a plan and purpose for you, but you won't find the direction to go until you know him. Until you know him. I wonder today, as whoever's going to come with the altar call song today, Brother Robbie's with his dad at the hospital, but we ask the question. We ask this question. Do you know him? Do you know him? Or do you know of him? See, there's a difference there. I know of Billy Graham. I know of Elvis Presley. I know of them, but I don't know them. And the other thing about that is they didn't know me. I'm glad today I know the Lord, but most of all, I'm glad he knows me. He knows me. And when that day comes, and it's going to come. The Bible says it's once upon a man to die, and after death, the judgment. Dying is the only way out of this world, folks. And we're all going to face it, go on that great day. And we stand there. All the accomplishments that we may or may have not have done, it ain't going to matter. Anything that we've done on this earth, not going to matter. The most important thing is when we hear him say, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. He looks in that great Lamb's Book of Life. My name is there. You can look in there. You can go back to where I went to school in Cedartown. All the records of sports athletes and all these things like that, my name is not there. My name may not be on a marquee anywhere. And after I leave Vault this life, 6 months after I'm dead, many people won't even know who Jeff Holtz even was. But I'm glad, Olivia, he knows me. He knows me. Do you know him? While we stand together today, what you got, Brother Herman?
177.